The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Choftes. There's a braisa on Amud Beis, which seemingly has nothing, the Gemara brings in for a zeitgeist reason, has absolutely nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos, but in reality, the halachis, the halachic ramifications of a deeper understanding of this braisa have tremendous nafkaminis in Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol Moed, etc. What is this? It's the braisa of Moichri Ksus. I'll add just a shaila, just to pique our interest. The Taz in Orechayim, in Hilchos Tzod, the Taz tells us, somebody, let's say, has a closet where a small animal went in, a fly. The shir of Tzod, of the Hav Malach of trapping an animal, is when the animal is considered confined. Trap a fly in a room, he's not trapped. He has plenty of room to... A deer in a room is trapped. A deer in a forest might not be trapped, but in a room he is trapped. But close a small closet door where a little fly or a little animal can't run around, can't fly around freely, that might be Tzod. What happens if a person saw a little fly into a closet? He's not sure if it went out. He thinks he saw it go in, but he's not sure. Can he close that door? Can he not close that door? On the one hand, we have a klal, b'chol ha-terekul, that enei miskavin is mutter, which is the braisa that we're about to learn. Enei miskavin is mutter. When a person does something, and there's something else, he's doing maisa A, and there's something else that could be affected by his maisa A, but he has no intention of doing it, halach is he's not considered doing it. Classic case in Hilchos Shabbos, if a person is dragging a chair across the lawn, and there's dirt, and as he schleps the chair, here and there a small hole will be made in the ground, which will be an av malach of charisha. Still the halach is a davishen a miskavin, he's not chayiv on the charisha. However, there's halacha of psikresha. The klal of psikresha is that if the thing that he's not planning on doing is inevitable, then he is chayiv. So, for example, let's say with the lawn chair. If it's a heavy lawn chair, we're for sure it's going to make a hole in the ground. There's no way that it's not going to. It's not just incidental. It's considered absolutely necessary. Not necessary, but it will happen. It's inevitable. They're dragging the lawn chair across the floor is considered an act of charisha, and one would not be allowed to do it on Shabbos. So, closing the door over here, if the fly is in the closet, it's a psikresha, it's inevitable that the fly will be trapped. He might not have any intentions. All he wants to do is close the closet, because there's something in there that he doesn't want to be out in the open. He has no relationship with the fly, he doesn't care about the fly. He's not trying to trap the fly. Is it a davishen in miskavin? Because on the one hand, he doesn't know about it. On the other hand, it's a psikresha. If the fly is there, he closes it. The Taz says that's not a psikresha. Why? Because since it's not inevitable, because he doesn't know if it's there, the halacha is that it's mutter. So the Taz says that it's mutter, that's not considered psikresha, even though if the fly is there, it's inevitable that it will be trapped. But since he does not know if the fly is there, it's called a davshen miskavin, not a psikresha. The Taz, by the way, is in Orechaim Simin Shin Tezayin, Hilchos Tzod. L'uma zois, Reb Kiva Eger, in Yerideya, Simin Pei Zayin, seems to indicate Faket in the Taz. The Reb Kiva Eger is talking about a case, a person was in an inn, it's Hilchos Basa B'chol, the beginning of Hilchos Basa B'chol, Reb Kiva Eger is talking about a case where a person stopped in an inn overnight, there's a fire that he wants to turn on in order to provide some warmth. On top of the fire, there's a big urn. There were goyim that stayed in the inn. Very often goyim would cook together basa b'cholov. If there's residue of basa b'cholov in the pot, in the urn, then by turning on the fire underneath, he's cooking, he's being over in the issa deraisa of basa b'cholov. On the other hand, he has nothing to do with the basa b'cholov. He doesn't need the pot, he's not interested in the pot. He doesn't know if there is basa b'cholov. So Kivege discusses back and forth that on the one hand, it's a davar shein miskavin. He has no intention of cooking, he's just trying to light a fire, not cook. On the other hand, this heavy pot, he can't take it off. He has no way of getting it off the fire. If there is basa b'cholov, it's not a davar shein miskavin, it's a psikresha. Says Reb Kiva Eger, that's also why. Because he might not know about it, but if the basa b'cholov is there, then it's a psikresha. He did unwittingly, of course, he was over on a issa deraisa of bishul basa b'cholov. This is called by the poskim, later poskim called this psikresha l'sha'ova, the Mishnah Berurah discusses in a few places. When a person doesn't know if there's a situation of psikresha, or davashen, or if something's there or not there, it's a psikresha lishaavar, whether it's considered a psikresha or it stays Lekula as a Davashenu Miskavim. What's the machlokes? Let's read the Braisa by us. Moichu iksus moichu in kedarkon uvachalei iskavim b'cham me'acham b'ksham mepnei akshom. The meaning was a traveling clothes salesman would wear clothing in order to model the clothing for the customers. They would put it on. They would show you how it fit. They didn't have dummies in the store windows in those days. They would try on the clothing. What happens if the wears that he's peddling is literally what he has to wear, no pun intended, is klayim. He's not allowed to put it on. Shatnes. How's he allowed to wear the clothing? He says, the Braisa says, it's not a Braisa, it's a Mishnah in klayim perek tes Mishnah hey. Brought down a few places in Shas. The halacha would be that it would be mutter as long as he's not miskaven to be nana. Tosis asked the obvious question. He might not be miskaven to be nana. It's not what he wants. He's trying to make money, not to be warm. He's wearing his own clothing. He puts this thing on. But otherwise, it does protect him. It's a psikresha. How can you call it davashenu miskaven? Psikresha, since it's inevitable that his body will be warmed or protected from the chamav ne'agsham, what's the difference if he's miskaven or not? Says Tosis, we have to say it's talking about an oifel where it's not a psikresha, it's not inevitable, maybe he could be warmed, he doesn't have to be warmed. The Ran doesn't say this. The Ran says, no, it's a psikresha. Vafilohochi it's mutter. Why? Says the Ran, when we're talking about Isser of Shatnes, the Isser is the Hano incurred by wearing. It's not the act of wearing, but it's the Hano which one has, the Hano Salavisha. That Hano Salavisha, if it's Enim Miskavin, he's not over, even if it's a psikration. Omar Veloy Pirush, the Ran doesn't explain exactly what he's saying. The Ran seems to say that there are certain Isurim where psikration would render a Dovish Enim Miskavin a Dvar Isur, and there are certain Isurim not. What does the Ran mean to say? I believe what the Ran is telling us, there are other kashas that would back this up, but I believe that a proper understanding of the Ran is as follows. The Ran is telling us that the understanding of psikration, Davashenu Miskavin, works like this. The Lomdim, Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Chanon, Rabbi Chaim, all the other Rosh Hashivas of the Rosh Hashivas, the Lomdish Rosh Hashivas, say a define Hagdorah in terms of Davashenu Miskavin, that when a person does act A, let's say the case that we said, Behilcha Shabbos, he's carrying a lawn chair. What he's doing, because he's carrying a lawn chair, is digging a hole in the ground. Halacha defines, the Torah defines, that what a person does, Einoi b'miskaven, only as an outgrowth of something else, is not called he did it. Einoi ma'isa shaloi. The digging of the hole in the ground is not called his ma'isa. Halacha doesn't look at it that because he doesn't want to do it, he's not over. Halacha looks at it that he's not doing it. Since he's really involved in A, he's involved in a different ma'isa. He's doing a ma'isa of schlepping a lawn chair. He's not doing a mice of digging a hole. The digging of the hole happened by itself. Nasime elov, the Achronim say. That's one way of defining a Davashenim Skam. If that's the Pshan Davashenim Skam, then Psikresha, the Achronim explain, works like this. If Maisa A inevitably causes Maisa B, then we don't look at A and B as two disparate Maisim. We look at B as a continuum of A. Maisa B, digging a hole in the ground, if it's heavy enough that it has to happen, is part of Maisa A. It's not pshat that you're schlepping a chair and there's a Maisa of Charisha of digging a hole in the ground that happens by itself. Schlepping a chair across the lawn means also digging a hole. It's one Maisa. Part of the Maisa of bringing a lawn chair from one side of the lawn to the other is digging a hole in the ground. Therefore, it's not a Davashenu Miskavin. It's not another Maisa. It's part of that Maisa. So, of course, you're going to be Oifer. That's one way of saying it. The other way of saying it would be to say, what makes it that it's not your ma'isa? It's nasa me'elov, because you don't mean to do it. But if you know that it's going to happen, it's inevitable that it's going to happen, you know that you're going to make a hole in the ground. That's called you didn't mean to do it. You might not be interested in it, but you did it. And you were mechavin to do it. You knew that it's going to make a hole in the ground. Those are the two ways of understanding psikresha and davashenu miskavin. And here we have a very clear understanding of our machloikis between Reb Akiva Eger and the Taz. If we look at a psikresha as being a definition of, don't say you didn't know you're an enemy scavenger that you're going to dig a hole in the ground. You did know. Now, what happens when we go back to our case of a fly in a thing with a bus of a cholov in the pot? Did you know? No. As far as you're concerned, maybe there is no buzz of a chalav in the pot. As far as you're concerned, the fly maybe isn't in the drawer anymore, in the closet that you want to close. Is that cool that you knew about it? Because for sure it's there? No. So that's why the taz would be matter. Kiva Eger understands that the more lamdusha hagdara, that the definition of psikresha is that if inevitably Maisa A causes Maisa B is part of Maisa A. Closing the closet door, if there's a fly inside, by definition is a Maisa Tzot. Turning on that fire, if there's Baz B'chalav in the pot, by definition is a Maisa Bishul Baz B'chalav. If that's true, maybe you know, maybe you don't know, but you did it. Enemus Kavin means that you didn't do Maisa B because it has nothing to do with you. You're doing Maisa A. Maisa B just happened by itself. But if there is Baz B'chalav in the pot, and it will cook the Baz B'chalav as soon as you turn on the fire, then Maisa A, by definition, turning on the fire by definition means you're cooking Baz B'chalav. So you don't know about it, you're only a shogeg, but you did an averi. You did a lav, an averi deraisa. You did a Maisa Chil Shabbos because you closed the cabinet, you closed a closet door, and you did a Maisa Tzod. You didn't know about it? Okay, so you're only a shogeg, but still Chil Shabbos deraisa. So that's the Machloikas of Kiva Eger and the Taz. Going back to the Ran. What does the Ran understand? By Hano, the Ran says the same thing as the Ran in Psochim, where he says the same thing. The person is walking down the street, and there's a Reach of Avoid Zorah, which is not a smell. He's going to be over in a lava being Nene from Avoid Zorah, Visur Hano. The Halacha is that he's allowed to walk down the street because the name is Kam. Gemara Psochim, Daf Chav Dal. Some Rishonim understand that we have to say we're talking about a case where it's not a psikresha. It's not inevitable that he's going to smell. The Ran says, no, it's inevitable. But by Hano, Eini Miskaven is Eini Miskaven, even by Psikresha. What's the Psha? The Psha is that Hano is not an Isser, which is a reality created by a Maisa. It's not that when a person smells, I'll make the sound, when a person smells, sniffs, that act is being Nana, that's not the reality of Isuri Hano. Isuri Hano is the mitzius, is the physical reality of having Hano from something you're not allowed to have Hano from. It's not the action of smelling, or of sniffing, or of seeing, or of tasting, or of feeling, or of wearing, or of getting. It's the Hano, the physical Hano that a person has from that thing. If a person's enemy is coming physically, we look at that in Torah, as he's not being Nene. He doesn't mean to be Hano. The Hano came to him Me'elov. It's not cool that he's Nene from the Isuri Hano. That's what the Ran's telling us. Only Averis that are an Avera of doing a specific act do we have this definition that you're doing Maisa A, you're not being Mechavim for Maisa B, but if Maisa B is part of Maisa A, so part of doing Maisa A is doing Maisa B, so you're over when it's a psikresha. By Isuri Hano, by things that are totally in the physical reality of being Nene, it doesn't work that way. That's the Pshat and the Ran. I believe that there are areas in Halacha which change dramatically our relationship with Dovah She'enem Miskaven and Psik Reisha, three areas in Halacha where we can be Mechadish, that the Halachic definition of that Isser is not the Maisa one's doing, but the reality that one is creating. And therefore, the Halacha of Dovah She'enem Miskaven being Mutter would ring true even when it's a Psik Reisha. One is Amalech Hashabs. Amalech Hashabs, of course, Psik Reish is also. But one is Amir La'aku. In Reish Nun Gimel, the Ramo brings B'Shem the Trum Sadeshen, where a person had a Goyish servant, and the Goy turns on the oven. So what he could do is he could leave a pot by the oven, even though the Goy turning on the oven, the Goy turns on the oven for himself. That is Amir La'aku. But the food will be warmed up because it's next to the oven. So L'chartz of Psik Reisha, that the Goy doing this will cause that. The Trumas Hadeshen says it's Mutter. What's the Pshat? They're different Pshatim. According to the way we're saying, the Pshat would go like this. Amir La'akum is not an Isser for the act. There's no Isser, there's no act of Chil Shabbos by a Goy doing Melacha. Chazal didn't want that a Yid should have things done for him. He shouldn't have benefit from Melachas done on Shabbos. It's not the Pshat that when a Goy does Melacha, that act is an act of Chil Shabbos. The reality that a person has things that were done for him on Shabbos, that's the Chil Shabbos. In which case, if it's Eini Miskaven, we look at the reality of what was done separate from the act that the Goy did. In any case, it's Eini Miskaven. The fact that it's a Psik Reisha would only consider the heating up of the food to be part of lighting the oven. But that's not the Pshat. The lighting of the oven is not what's also. What's also is the reality of the thing that was created for him. If it's Eini Miskaven, it's Eini Miskaven, it's Mutter. That's one place. Another place would be Hilchos Shmita. Hilchos Shmita seems to have has many melachas, many melachas in common with Melachas Shabbos, but there are many rayas that Shmita, the Issur, when a person plants a field, on Shmita, the Issur is not the act of planting. Bring one Pashat Arai. The Ritva, Mechus Chinuch brings, the Ritva says that if a person plants his field on Yidei Goy, he's over on Shmita Deiraisa. It's not like Shabbos where it's only the Takon of the Rabbonon, Amir Lakam. Amir Lakam, that's why in Eretz Yisrael they can't use the Arabs to plant the fields, because according to Rishonim, it's an Issa Deiraisa. Same thing as planting the field himself. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is, the Mechus Chinuch says, that it's not the act of planting. A goy plants, he's not doing the act of planting. The yid is not doing the act of planting. The goy is doing it. The goy is not a shliach of yid. But the iser of Shemitah is when the ground is not left fallow. Kedusha sa'aretz, v'shov sa'aretz is the ground has to be left fallow. The ground has to be left unworked. And as soon as work is performed on the ground, there's a chil of the kedusha of the ground. The ground is no longer in a state of shvisa sa'aretz. In which case, even if I tell my Arab worker to go plant a field, I am creating a reality of my field being ois v'shav sarat Shabbos l'Hashem. So I'm even isidaraisa. If that's true, Amir Psik Reisha, Dovashen Miskavin with Psik Reisha would be Mutar and Shemitah. And sure enough, the Chazanish explains a Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos. He's talking over there about removing stones that one needs, and his intent was building. But inevitably, what he did was he created a tikkun in the field, which facilitated that field being more roy. It's similar to a Maisa Charisha. Chazanish says it's mutter. Even though it's a Psik Reisha, it's mutter. Why? Because since it's a Dovashenim Miskavin, Dovashenim Miskavin, the Torah is not Mechayev a person for. It's a Psik Reisha. Psik Reisha, again, would only render another Maisa part of the original Maisa, which he was Mechavin to do. He was Mechavin to do Maisa A, removing the stone from the field for building, and inevitably it caused Maisa B that now the field is Roy, but that would only be if we define the Isser Shvius as being Maisa A, so then we could say that Maisa B is part of Maisa A. However, if we say that it's the reality of you meant to create a Metzius of Ois Shvisa, you meant to take away the state of the Shav Sarat, the Shvisa Sarat, the Shmita Sarat, you didn't. Your name is Kam. You didn't mean to take away the Shmitas Haaretz. A third example would be Cholamoid. Cholamoid as well, I believe that the proper definition of Malachas Cholamoid is not a matter of a Maisa Malacha, even though there are many of the Malachas on Shabbos. How do we know what we're allowed to do on Cholamoid, what not? Well, the many of the Malachas of Cholamoid come from Shabbos. And still, there are places where it's mutter. The Marshal Dover Ovid. Everybody knows the Dover Ovid. You're allowed to do on Cholamoid. According to many Rishonim, Malach on Cholamoid, Zilzul Cholamoid is Deraisa. The Ramban speak Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that a negation of the Issa Malacha of on Cholamoid is an Issa Deraisa. How can we say it's an Issa Deraisa and it's mutter Dover Ovid? Did you ever hear of any Yisur being mutter? And he assumed, the Rabban, you can say, Chazal didn't ask her, b'mokim Dover Ovid. But if it's there, I say, how is Dover Ovid mutter? The Teretz is very simple. It's not the act of Malacha which is also in Cholamoid. What's also, the Gemara calls it, Chil HaMoyadim. Cholamoid, there's no Isser Malacha per se. What's also is to create a state where the Cholamoid spirit, the Kedushas Moed, is destroyed, is nullified. If a person does all sorts of work, what he's doing is he's turning a Yom Tif of Yom Moed into a Yom Choyal. A person does a Dover Ovid, he's not turning Yom Moed into Yom Choyal, because he's only doing it because he has to do it. He's going to lose money. And if it's obvious that the reason why he's doing it is only because of Dover Ovid, and he only wants to do it because of Dover Ovid, but he knows he's not going to do more than Dover Ovid, he hasn't negated Kedushas HaMayadis. So now, we have an interesting psak, Rav Nissim Krelitz Shlita, of Bnei Brak, Paskins B'Shem D'Chaznish, that if a person is doing sponja, right, so that's what we call mapping the floor, a person's mapping a porch, and some of the water spills over, and it's inevitable when he does is he splashes the water the way the Israelis do, and the water splashes against the wall and goes flying off the mepeset, off the porch, down onto the garden below. It's inevitable, sponging that porch, that it will cause a maisa of watering the grass below. It's a psik reisha. Still the Chaznish says it's mutter. Why? Because the Isser of Cholamoid is not the act of watering the lawn. It's the state of being of nullifying Kedushas HaMayadis by being Isaac in Yonei Choyl. Over here, if he was any Mechamen, he wasn't Isaac in Yonei Choyl. He wasn't Nana, like the Ran says, if he was any Mechamen, even if it's a Psekeresh. He wasn't Mevatel Kedushas HaMayadis if he was any Mechamen for Bittel Kedushas HaMayadis, even though he's doing, in terms of Psekeresh, he's doing an act of watering the ground below. In terms of Shemitah, he's not creating a state of the ground being worked, even though in reality, there is a, Al-Yidei, the Geder of Psikresh and Enem Iskam, there is an act of work being performed on the field. And by Amir Lakum, he's not creating a reality of being Nene from Alocha, Donfim, and Shabbos, because that's not what he meant to do, even though in terms of the Mice of the Goy, the psikresha would render what the guy does into an act of malacha. Still the halacha is, in all these cases, hano, amir la'akum, malachas shvius, and lastly, malachas cholamoid, all these things, the enim iskaven state and heter would ring true even by a psikresha. So, we see how a proper understanding this Mishnah, Moichrik Sus, is important in so many different areas of halacha. And going back, like we said, to an understanding of what Psik Resh is, which would give us the understanding of the Machloikis in Psik Resh, in terms of Psik Resh Lishav.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.